A Jewish woman could not have a child because there was a problem with her eggs. Her husband's sperm was used to fertilize a non-Jewish woman's egg in a fertility clinic. The embryo was implanted in the Jewish wife, so half of the child's DNA is from the husband and half is from the non-Jewish woman. But the Jewish wife carried the baby for 9 months and gave birth to it. Is the child Jewish? If not, what kind of conversion procedure is required? Thank you, Anonymous from Israel. This is a very complicated and serious question. There is no definitive answer to it, and therefore this kind of procedure should preferably not be done because of the doubts of both the religion of the child and who the child is related to, vis-a-vis who he can marry and who he can't marry, and a host of other questions. The child probably needs to go through a conversion, a lechumra, and has to be obviously a kosher conversion, and that would really depend on the religiosity of the parents to a certain degree, and whether the child is related to the father, even though it's the father's sperm, and is he related to the mother or she, even though she carried it. All of these are questions that have no definitive answer. But the child definitely needs a conversion, at least lechumra, to be considered a full-fledged Jew.